Your guide to Merseyside sport. The kickoff.
Radio City Talk.
From the Hummingbirds as well. Morning, Ryan.
Good morning.
I see. Just about squeezed him in with all these lads.
I know, it's busy today, isn't it?
All this room.
I'm going to go back to a solo artist next week.
Where's the rest of them, Ryan?
Oh, they're in bed.
See, lads from Generation, this is proper rock star. You just send one in. Yeah. That's how it works a little bit in the future. Right, give us your thoughts on the Hummingbirds.
The Hummingbirds are one of the biggest bands in Liverpool. They have been for the last few years. Really popular, sell out every time they put a gig on. They've done well because they sort of transcended into kind of outside the typical gig fraternity in Liverpool as well. So obviously there's the people like me who go to loads of gigs and stuff like that, but the Hummingbirds get like a much wider crowd down, which is what everyone's trying to do really. So they've done great. They're still smashing it. Brilliant pop songs and they've done really well to get this gig tomorrow, so that's why I wanted to get at least one of the boys in to talk about this show tomorrow, because it's an exciting weekend over on the Wirral, and it's nice that they're getting like bands like the Hummingbirds involved with obviously huge names like the Libertines.
Yeah, your Wirral fan base, eh, Ryan?
Yeah.
Absolutely superb.
See how big it is, won't we?
It's all right, isn't it? Has it gone quicker than you imagined, or has it gone better than you imagined, the Hummingbirds?
The band, we've been going for quite some time now, but Every year we just grown and got bigger, which is everybody's aim. As long as you keep getting bigger and growing each year, that's the aim. Mm. We've got new music coming out in July, which we're really excited for everyone to hear. And as long as we keep playing gigs and being on the road, that's when we're at our happiest.
What is it that's really worked for you, do you think? Just that you all get on really well, have the same idea and direction, or have you had bits of luck on the way?
I think you need luck in order to do anything well, but we're just waiting for it now. We just love playing. We love playing. We love being on the road. So the harder we work, we seem to get more opportunities. So we just want to keep working hard and keep getting gigs like tomorrow's for the Wirral. Mm.
It doesn't come easy to you, does it?
No, it doesn't. It doesn't come easy, but they work really, really hard. What Ryan has said there, you were talking about like social media and stuff like that. They're really strong on social media in terms of if they're touring, connecting with people in that city, getting people down. I remember they got a retweet off Wayne Rooney a few years ago, the flu, which really helped and stuff like that. But the social media game was they were sort of ahead of the time really on that. They were the first bands. People say, obviously, what the Hummingbirds are doing on Twitter and stuff. They were really, really clever with it. But like just really catchy pop songs as well, in terms of, you know, it's very kind of accessible music and stuff like that, and very good. But they do, like, you know, they do graft, so they're like a, you know, in terms of where they've got to, you know, it's not a coincidence really. It's hard work and talent. But they're one of the funniest bands I've seen to watch, because
is that a compliment?
No, it is. Wait for me because they'll just start like taking the mick out of each other on stage like halfway through songs and stuff. Like they really enjoy each other's company, you know what I mean? And so right. Like they'll just start, like, you know, in a little instrumental, they'll all just start laughing at one of them or something. Which is really good, because you feel like part of the joke when you're watching them, you know what I mean? Like they enjoy each other's company so much, you sort of kind of like, oh, I want to be in their gang, which is a good thing.
Are you all best mates, Ryan?
Well, I wouldn't go that far.
do you enjoy each other's company?
Yeah, we do, yeah. That's why we like being on the road so
right.
much, you know. And just playing gigs, as we said before. So
is there nothing nicer than playing a big home gig, which obviously Prenton Park is, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. We've never played at a stadium before, so really looking forward to that. And playing in front of loads of people, that's, hopefully loads of people tomorrow. Mm. Tomorrow, 5 o'clock, I think we're on.
Well, you're talking 10,000+, aren't you? So it's a great, great crowd.
Yeah. Yeah.
Family and friends, do they sort of tend to come when you're playing locally?
Yeah. Come, and even Matty's mum came to France the other day to come and watch us in Paris. So they seem to travel.
Where'd you play in Paris?
We played in a place called Le Pop. It was called. That was the venue.
Le Pop.
Yeah.
Did you go down well?
Yeah, it was good. It was a good gig. So hope to go back there. We went to Claremont as well. But no better gig than coming back here in Liverpool and playing it.
Absolutely. Make sure you get down. You say 5 o'clock. You guys are on.
Yeah.
Make sure you get down and see the boys. Absolutely brilliant. Let's play your track. So moving on.
Yeah, moving on. This is the first airplay of it. It'll be out late July.
to be. Thoughts still linger in my mind. I can see it was more than space that lay between us. Lost along the way. Moving.
Birds and moving on. Absolutely sensational. Well done. Sounds brilliant.
Yeah, I love the harmonies that the boys do as well. Like, it's just they're natural. They've been together a long time now, you can tell. But yeah, it's good that song. I think it'll do well.
Is that one of quite a few new tracks?
Yeah, we got an EP out in late July.
Right.
So there's a 4-track EP that's coming out there, and then hopefully another release either late this year or early next year.
Steve Hothersall's Kickoff.
This is Radio City Talk.